The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always, if you are choosing to drink, please do so responsibly. Samantha, welcome back. What are you sipping on?
I'm keeping it classy. I didn't actually put anything in the refrigerator. I realized this. So I got myself a hard seltzer, pineapple, with ice. So making it less bubbly as we speak. But I'm keeping it classy with a silicone straw. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Yes. What about you?
Very classy.
So classy.
I'm still working through my mom's birthday wines. I am going on a trip tomorrow.
Yes. So miscalculated.
I'll have another report when I get back about how that went.
And that's a big one.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
I know we're about to talk about my trip, but we need to have a producer / researcher Joey on because they are going to Comic-Con. And I wanted them to talk about Comic-Con and you talk about Dragon-Con and differences and their experience. Mm-hmm. But anyway, speaking of trips.
I have a fun video of me at Comic-Con for work. It's pretty good. Maybe I'll post it. It's cute.
You should.
It's like a speed run. Basically, one of our producers followed me through Comic-Con while I was dressed as the Winter Soldier through the whole floor. And then we sped up the video and we'd slow it down on like really cool costumes and stuff. It's pretty neat.
Fun.
But yes, speaking of trips, we thought we would do a recap, since we both have been on trips lately, and we did both get to see people in the Sminty family on these trips.
Yes, you got to see a few more people than I did. I got to see one who was a delight, and I'm so excited that I got to see them. Hello, Joey. But yes, we did.
Yeah, so you went on a birthday trip to New York. Can you tell us about it?
Oh, it was fun. So essentially, TikTok kind of like ran my trip. And this is where I do love TikTok, in that you kind of get a sense of people who are going to give you better advice than just like magazines who may have been bought out. To be fair, those influencers may also have been bought out, so you have to do a lot of research. And then also read the comments, because New Yorkers will make comments. Be like, nah, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, everyone makes comments. I will say people, I've seen things about Georgia, and they're like, don't do that. I've been like, don't do that. That's so gimmicky. Don't do that. But my entire trip has been, was pretty much revolving around food. from Jump. I think I talked about this before. I love just eating when I go on vacation. I don't care about the drinking. I really don't care about the sightseeing. Like, New York was fun, though. I will say it was very rainy. Stormophilia really, you know, like, hindered a lot of our things. But it wasn't awful. Like, it was still walkable. We had umbrellas. The hotel, TikTok find, got a good deal. It's not the size of the room. It's literally for the views. So it was perfect because it was a tiny room. It was a tiny, tiny room with, like, no real amenities outside of, here's some water. Enjoy. And the view. So, you know, we got that. But, like, the hospitality people were wonderful. They would help out. My partner did a really cute, like, flower arrangement, getting all these things together for me. And they helped them get a vase. And, like, they're very kind. But so we went to a hotel that had an amazing view, floor-to-ceiling windows. It was all dreary, except for the last day, in which it was gorgeous. And we went to Russ and Daughters. None of these are sponsors, by the way, unless they want to be. Call me. Russ and Daughters, which is known for their bagels. And it was such good, like, bagel. And then we walked from one of the locations through, like, Union Square, all the way back to the hotel on a gorgeous sunny day. We ran into, like, a farmer's market at Union Square that also had, like, artwork and all these things. It was so gorgeous. I was like, okay. We got lost in Chinatown and Little Italy for a while. That was an amazing experience. We really had a fun time with that. And then we went to see the New York Library, which found out, Annie, my partner said they had 28 copies of our books. I don't know if that's true, with three of them on reserve. So this is the other cute thing. Find a partner who supports you. My partner, whenever we went to anything book related, immediately went in search for our books, which including Posman, P-O-S-M-A-N, in Chelsea, which apparently we have one in Atlanta. I didn't know this. And I've been in there, and I bought a book there. I'm like, I've been there. What?
Our old office, I'm pretty sure.
It is, exactly. Our Pond City Market, which, by the way, they're the same developers, which makes perfect sense. I was like, okay. But Chelsea Market, super cute. My partner was like, find this book. I was like, oh my God. Like, my anxiety and my, it's not humble. I'm just literally so embarrassed and, like, self-conscious of it, knowing that absolutely not. They do not have our book. Why would this place, Chelsea of all places, have our book? This is not going to happen. And then they had our book. I guess I forget we are with a major media company that did do a deal with a major publisher.
Right.
Yeah. So we are legitimately authors, but I kind of forget this. I think it's just like a hometown project. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But, like, kind of realizing we had the money and the backing without us having to do the backing ourselves. So, so I'm like, oh, wow, okay. They had three copies, and then they asked me to sign it. Super sweet. And then they put a little sticker, which, by the way, my signature is f***ing awful. I'm like, I ruined the book. I'm so sorry to anybody out there. But they happened to buy the book. But it says, you know, signed by author. I was like, signed by an author. I really want to be very specific. But it's okay. And then they put it on top of the table. It was lovely. I was like, oh,
it was cute. I was very excited when I got that message.
Yeah, I was like, here's our book. They asked me to sign it. I don't know what to do with this. It was like, but it wasn't like, will you please sign it? It's like, do you want to sign it? I was like, do you want me to? Like, are you asking? Are you asking out of pity? It was really funny. This is how, like, you and I need to get better about, like, owning the fact that, yes, we wrote a book. We are actually proud of it. Please read it. Please read it.
Please read it. Mm-hmm.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
But yeah, so that was a fun experience that we went to. Went to Mock Bar, where we had Esther Choi, or Esther Che, on the show. Went to her restaurant in Chelsea. Very lovely. We had great, amazing hot tuck and all these things. So delicious. If you get a chance, go for it. Yeah, I was trying to connect with people. And then I connected with Joey, and they were amazing. We went to a little bar. We were going to a bar that was supposed to have Halloween theme, but they were so packed out. We went to the bar next door, who did also have Halloween theme. But I don't think the level that the other bar would have had. But we were like, you know, we don't have a lot of time, so let's get in. We had more time than we thought, but we ended up going there. Delightful. We had whole conversations about the podcast and what they want to do, what we've been doing. Joey's amazing.
Yes.
Just FYI, I want them to come to Atlanta.
Very jealous you got to hang out.
It was so fun. I was like, ah! I'll have to show a picture of me and them, because we did end up taking a picture because we walked them, because they were going to a different destination, because they're actually not in Manhattan, which is where we were staying, but they were coming in into that area to do an activity. So, but I was like, yay! So we have a cute picture, I think, of the two of us. So I'll put that up as well. But yeah, it was so good. Felt amazing. Felt nice, because birthdays always give me so much anxiety. And then I try to enjoy it. It's kind of like the holidays. I'm like, no, I'm gonna do something this year. I'm gonna be festive, and I'm going to do things, and then I hate it. So this one wasn't as bad, even though I think the one mistake that I may have made outside of... Actually, no, that's not true. Okay, so this is kind of the double whammy, that my birthday was the day before we left, so we had done a lot, and I was getting zapped very quickly. I was getting really moody and anxious. I'm like, I'm ready to go home. I miss my dog. Annie, I love you. Thank you so much for taking care of my dog, who loves you, and making sure the house was in not in shambles and, like, destroyed. So thank you for all that.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, yeah, I was like, I'm ready to go home. I'm done with this. And then we had that next, of course, it was all very dreary. But all of that was like, oh, I don't have to do anything big. We can do whatever we want. We went to a very fancy restaurant. Very, very, very fancy restaurant. Very, very fancy. We'll never do it again. like to the point that both of us felt very out of place. We're like, oh, yeah, we don't belong here. But we had that experience. So, like, not that they weren't very kind to us. There was no prejudice in any way. They didn't assume anything. Like, they were very giving. So, nothing to do with them. It was just like, oh, we don't know what we're doing. We're here, though. Let's get out of here. But it was fun. But I will say the food that I remember the most, because my partner and I were talking about it recently, is the omakase that I had there from a restaurant that just opened, Shogun. Shogun. And I know we have, like, teriyaki places that's called that. Not the same place, y'all. Not the same place. Had some of the best dishes ever. And because I was enjoying it so much, I don't think about taking pictures.
Right.
I just scarf it. I'm like, yes, give me more. That was amazing. We went to a newer pasta place called the Pasta Bar or A Boss, which, by the way, hey, New York, don't call this a restaurant, this name, and then put a different name on your actual restaurant, because it takes forever for us to find it. Because we knew it as a pasta bar, which is the reservation. And then we were trying to find it. We're like, where the f*** is it? And all we saw was A Boss. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
But it's okay.
That's misleading.
Yeah. I was so confused. But it was very delicious. We had the burrata. Annie, it was so good. I'm going to dream about that burrata. And then we went to the Golden Diner, which is famous, with a twist in their diner food. We got the amazing egg and cheese with scallion bun. It was so good. And then the big fluffy pancakes with honey syrup with like compote, a little bit of soy in there. Y'all, I'm hungry. Mm. I didn't think I would be hungry again, but I'm very excited. But yeah, so there's all the food bit. I only care about food. Went to a Korean restaurant. We happen to be in Koreatown, which is not actually a thing, but like that area is whole Korean centric. All the like main stores and restaurants are Korean. And I was like, well, I did a good find. Look at me. I was very proud. But the other part of that, as I said earlier, about like, you know, I kind of wish the birthday was at the beginning so I wasn't so tired. A day and a half after was the flooding everywhere in New York, which, hey, New Yorkers, I hope you're okay. Brooklyn was like flooded out. LaGuardia, which is where we flew in and out of, was flooded out. And I was like, okay, maybe our timing was actually really good.
Hey.
So, yeah, that was my trip, which is all personal and all like for pleasure, as where you, I'm so sorry, had to take on the load of doing our podcast in Las Vegas. How did that go?
Oh, my. Well, first of all, I did. So I flew. I had to go to Las Vegas for the I was given the opportunity. I'm sure my bosses would like me to say to go to Las Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. And I had already agreed. It was kind of a comedy of errors because you had planned this trip. I previously had planned my trip to Orlando because I wanted to hang out with you on your birthday. And I didn't, and I don't think you knew, and I didn't know that you were going to go to New York because The Last of Us Day is September 26th, which is your birthday.
I was trying to get you to go with me, but then I was like, this is too mean.
No, it wasn't me. It was just kind of funny because I had like set aside that time and then it just like blew up in my face. But I did get to watch Peaches and I was supposed to play D&D with my crew. I had just flown in from Las Vegas and I was so tired. And I was sending them pictures of Peaches all day. And I was like, this is the dog that inspired the person who is wrecking your campaign. And they were like, oh.
Wait, she's still wrecking it?
Yes, she is. They haven't even gotten to the most recent wrecking that's about to happen. Oh, I can't wait. She's wrecking it accidentally sweetly, though. But yes, I did. So we were asked to do this thing. Samantha had already gotten her trip planned. And so I was like, I'll go. And I went with Lauren, who is my co-host on Saver. And Lauren volunteered to be the guest co-host for Sminty. I do not know the inner workings of these business deals, but they agreed. We also went, we were staying at MGM. We had to. And that was right when the cyber attack happened. And it was wild, everyone.
It's still happening.
It was wild. I heard about people checking in and they owed like $1,000.
Before they even did anything.
But they hadn't even been there yet. So I'm like waiting for the shoe to drop about this. About how much I owe. Because I haven't got my final bill.
Oh, really?
I got like the primary one. But I haven't gotten the secondary one. Like the one they do. And it doesn't matter. So I went for this event. It was stressful. It was very like whirlwind. We didn't know what to expect. But basically what happened is there's this booth. It was a sound booth. It was right outside of the stadium where they were having the music festival. And people could walk by and they put on these headphones Bose headphones, which may or may not be a sponsor of this current episode. they would put on these headphones and you could listen in randomly. And it was supposed to showcase
really?
How soundproofing they were, because the stadium's right here. But you could
so that was the
headphones.
Point.
Yes.
Y'all didn't even know the point of this.
No, I didn't either. I was like, who's going to listen to a podcast when they're at the iHeartRadio Music Festival?
So you heard an entire ad for Bose.
Yeah, but also we couldn't see if people were listening. So literally they could have tuned in right when I said, like, well, I read this fan fiction once for this alien Smolder. Like, it was crazy. Like, who knows what they overheard?
And then they became a lifelong fan.
Yeah, that was what sold them.
That was what, oh, I'm in.
Yes. So Lauren and I, we did talk about the X-Files.
I mean, Scully,
specifically,
yeah.
The impact they had on the internet, the show had on the internet, because it's the 30th anniversary, thanks to people who've written about it. And if you've heard it, then you can hear the chaos in the background.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, and we were trying to concentrate. Like, people were walking, like, they would look in and, like, wave.
That,
and,
oh, my God.
You would
my
have hated
anxiety
it.
Would have never. I'll just stop in the middle and be like, do you see that person there? What are they doing? Like, that would be the entire conversation, which... I love Laura and she's amazing, but her attention span is less than mine. So
yeah,
I'm surprised.
Yeah. And I feel bad because the first night we went, we recorded the second night and we recorded the whole night. Like, we missed most of the big shows. In fact, you can hear me. I think they cut it. But in the Saver episode, we recorded there. Foo Fighters was on and I just started singing because I was like, this is it. I remember this from high school.
Oh, my God.
But the first night, it was our friends, colleagues from Stuff They Don't Want You to Know and Ridiculous History. And I was the annoying person because I was like, look, it's our friends.
It
and
is.
I went up and I was like, wavy. Can I come in? And they were like, no.
You were trying to go in. Knock on it.
Yeah.
Let me come in.
I was like, and then Lauren and I got majorly lost in the hotel. We
Which
had to ask
hilarious.
For so much help.
Which, I mean, we haven't really talked about this. Did the strike affect anything?
No. So they haven't gone on strike yet, but they're threatening a strike.
Okay. Okay.
Because basically all of the major hotels on the strip, their contracts have expired.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're working on a new contract and they're like, see what's going to happen if we strike.
Okay.
So it's sort of like they haven't gone on strike yet, but they're saying, look how bad this will be.
Right.
And I'm supposed to go again for Saver October 20th.
Why did they not bundle this? I'm good for me because I needed you to be with Peaches. But why did they not bundle this trip?
They tried to.
Oh, okay.
And then I think, look, if you want me to go into the semantics, what I think of what happened, I will. But I don't think I would get a lot of points for that with the company. look, I had a good time.
Put you in a box. Come on.
They put me in a box. I recorded several things. You can hear them. They're all published. But I would say one of I have a couple of highlights. One, I did see TLC.
Yes,
I saw
I'm
TLC.
Jealous. I got a video of that. It was late night for me.
Yeah.
But not for you because the time difference. Because I was in New York and I was showing pictures. Got a picture of Jared Leto.
I did turn around and Jared Leto was right there at one point. That was an experience.
Well, my partner was like, are you excited to see this handsome man? I was like, he was my type in 1990. Like, he's become a whole different genre of person, which is good on him. But, like, that's not my type anymore. Like, my type was the sulky emo boy
right.
who hid in the corner.
Yeah.
Cheated on Claire Danes in the show.
No.
In the show.
Okay. I was like,
not
well,
in real
I
life.
Don't know
I don't
about
think they
ever
they didn't actually date. He was too cool.
Yeah. He showed up at this after party we went to. That was very strange. Oh, my God.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Jonathan Strickland from TechStuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
The fact that you didn't get COVID at either time, like the Dragon Con and Las Vegas and this giant party, I'm like, wow.
No, but I'm going to Orlando. We're gonna see.
Yeah, this is the real charm.
Yes,
but maybe it'll be the testament to your
immunity
or the vaccine. I was gonna say the vaccine. Not you're not immune. You've had it twice.
I've only had it once.
Oh, I thought you had it twice.
No. Oh, my gosh. Don't sign it. No, I don't care. If you've had it twice, there's no judgment.
Though. No. I thought, there's no judgment. I'm like, you're not immune. What are you talking about?
No, I am definitely not immune. I was pretty sure I was going to get it. I'm pretty sure I'll get it from Orlando. We shall see. But the other highlight, I would say the main highlight, is I got to hang out with Bridget.
No, I'm so jealous.
Yes, you got to hang out with Joey. I got to hang out with Bridget.
It's true. Maybe and we Bridget, should all make a trip to D.C., Joey included. Christina Bridget, included.
Bridget was like, we've got to do this. And I was like, I am so in. I can't even explain in.
Or maybe we should all just go to New York. I'm sure Bridget would love a trip to New York.
Bridget could get to New York, yeah. But we had such a good time. We got
I'm
to rock
so
out
jealous.
To bands we hadn't even heard. Like Travis Scott played and she was like, get ready. And I was like, what? And
wait, is she a fan of Travis Scott?
No, she was saying she'd done an episode about how their fan base goes wild.
Am I wrong? Travis Scott was the reason that Stampede happened. And the person's people died. So,
yeah.
Like, there's so many things. I'm like, he should not. I hope he's fixed some things because if not, he's still being sued if I am correct.
Well, he was there. And Bridget was like, get ready. And I was like, what?
That's fair.
But then we got to hang out, and I ended up telling a lot of really bad puns, and she was a good sport.
Bridget, if nothing else, deals with everybody's antics. The one time I hung out with her, it was before like I was with iHeart to begin with. She dealt with my antics very well.
Yeah, she did with mine as well. And I actually am kind of proud because like, well, I'm embarrassed by the puns. They were really bad, and I was so proud of them. But I am officially proud. That I was like, I have a flight in the morning. I need to go home. And a guy was like, no, come on, stay. I want to talk to you. And I was like, nope, I got to go. And I'm proud of myself.
Good on you. That would have never happened. Someone would have like taken your Uber and it would have been the end.
No, I was worried. I was like, because I knew I had to get back to Peaches.
Yes, I would have been so sad. She would have been so sad.
Because if I had missed that flight, I think the next flight I wouldn't come in until like 3 a.m. It was the time difference really was...
Yeah, the time difference is a big thing. But I will say, like, even though I was very glad, because Peaches was alone for one night, and she has not been alone at night in a long time. So I don't know if ever, actually. But, like, Katie, friend of the show, she mm-hmm. was so phenomenal. She watched her for a day, mm-hmm. And she was so great. I was like, oh, she went above and beyond to hang out with Peaches. I was like, oh, thank you so much.
She loved it. Honestly, she was like, anytime, tell Samantha.
I just need to put her on like a payroll and be like, can you come whenever I'm gone?
She probably doesn't even need the payroll, but she loved it. So I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad you had a good trip.
I'm glad you came home safely with no COVID, had some good experiences, was in a box. And I'm not glad for that, but that seems like an interesting concept. I don't want that.
I feel like I should post a picture. I really
should.
People to see this.
Yeah, because it was just literally looked like a container box with windows.
Yes. And we're doing
like, what is happening?
An episode on the X-Files. And then on Saver, we did one on La Haunted Chow and how they're becoming extinct.
I will say there was one point that I'm like, it kind of looks like a porta potty.
Yeah.
Just like a booth. Like, because it was just randomly placed.
Mm-hmm.
But you did a great job.
Thanks.
Love to Lauren for filling in. I feel really bad I wasn't there. I also said the following things. I'm like, I'm sad that I missed out, but I'm also relieved.
Yeah, I believe you would have hated it with all of your heart.
There's a bit of FOMO, but then looking at that, I was like, I would have, no. What is that?
I think you would have liked like hanging out with Bridget.
Yes, I would have loved to hang out with people.
But we can do that without all of the other chaos.
We'll make that happen.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. And yeah, I'll be back. I'm going on my trip tomorrow to Orlando, and I'll have another report later. But in the meantime, listeners.
Y'all, she's going to The Last of Us Haunted House.
I'm so excited. I've already got all of my subtle cosplays ready. listeners, if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephanie@momstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stephanie Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and a book. Yes. Maybe you got the signed copy. Let us know. yes. You can get it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com or wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you all. And I don't miss you, Joey.
Yes. I miss that I didn't get to see you, Joey. and thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.